Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor, thanks, and appreciation belongs to only one. And that is truly the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh, the one who made the creator, the He that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. He made all these things by himself, alone, because beside him, there is none else. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for this broadcast, the true word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I am the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We collectively, from the young to the old of the House of Israel of Atlanta, welcome you to this broadcast. Praise Yah for his goodness, for his mercy endureth forever. And I thank him for his mercy, his loving kindness, his compassion. And I thank him for allowing us to be his chosen people. It's an honor to be a Hebrew Israelite. It's a blessing to be a child of Yahweh. And I thank Yah. Today we have a power-packed broadcast. We don't want you to miss it. Today we're live. Live. Might not be in living color, but we're live. And we're going to have a song before we start our broadcast. A great song, a wonderful song, praising the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. And brothers and sisters, it is my pleasure to bring forth a great song called Love.
Living in a nation that is lawless.
America.
We the generation that is lawless.
Israel.
But the word of Yahweh is flawless.
It is.
Let's go. We living in a nation that is lawless.
Lawless.
But the word of Yahweh is flawless.
Lawless.
This is a generation that is lawless.
Lawless.
Every word of Yahweh is flawless.
Lawless.
We dealing with a nation that is lawless. But the word of Yahweh is that is lawless. So they fallin' and they don't know
sharpens the sword. And Jaws keeps the knife to devour the poor. But Yahweh is coming just to settle the score. This world will be without the law of Yahweh no more. We living in a nation that is lawless. But the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is flawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. We dealing with a nation that is lawless. But the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless.
Let's go.
We dealing with a nation that is lawless. So be cautious, the righteous is a target. A crooked nation with the lawless is a market. A brutish nation with the people are retarded. We be a nation that put trust in crooked politicians. A nation that believes salvation comes from every religion. A blind nation that can't see that God is truly living. A nation where the people perish because there ain't no people. We be a nation that is murderous and idolatrous. A nation that is compelled and full of lawlessness. A foolish nation that boasts in their own folly. They hit me, attack my people, and they turn them into zombies. So to the nation that oppress the poor and those in need, no sympathy when God repay according to your deeds. Bullying and tyranny, what you sow is what you reap. But to the crime and iniquity, God will put in tyranny. We living in a nation that is
lawless.
But the word of Yahweh is
flawless.
This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is
flawless.
We dealing with a nation that is
lawless.
But the word of Yahweh is
flawless.
This is a generation that is
lawless.
Every word of Yahweh is
flawless. Every word that comes out of Yahweh's mouth, it is flawless. He created the heaven and the earth. About talking. Every word of the Most High is pure and he isn't shield. Only unto them that put their faith and trust in him. And not until his word, lest he be proved deep, and that will be found as somebody with a false speech. Lean not to your own understanding, fear God, keep his commandments, and that will see only good. He won't suffer the famine. The Bible made its way and it grants where the rich man. Don't consider that the word of God is limitless. His word is awesome, but only to the lawful. Only to the wicked do the word of God be on
fruit.
His law is flawless, and by his law are the people warned. And by keeping his law, there is a great reward. He taught my hands to war, made my touch sharp as a sword. To the battle, we saw the nation that is not on one accord.
We living in a nation that is
lawless.
But the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. We dealing with a nation that is lawless. But the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless.
Lawless.
Hallelujah. Praise the true and living Elohim, the mighty, mighty, mighty Yahweh. Once again, I'd like to give all praise, glory, thanks, appreciation to only one. The only one who deserves it. The only one who deserves thanks. The only one who deserves praise. The only one who deserves glory, honor, worship, bowing, praying, adoration, and the greatest love is the mighty Yahweh. If you agree, say hallelujah. Because truly, it was Yah that woke us up today. And it was only him that inspired me to teach this broadcast today, which we're going to be speaking of. Yahweh loves Israel. Oh, do he love us. Oh, should we be thankful that I, Elohim, is Elohim, and beside him there is none else. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important today that when you rise up in the morning that you give praise and thanks to the true and living Elohim, because he do. He loves us so much. He didn't just say he loved us, but he showed us that he loves us. He shows us every day. He shows us every hour. He shows us every minute and second. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. And let me highly encourage you to get you a Bible if you don't have one so that you can follow along with us. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, look what Yahweh told our ancestors. Look what he told us, because it's very important. It's very important that we understand it. As I mentioned earlier, we're live, so we're going to be ending our broadcast at about 5:15 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to end our broadcast, so we want you to be able to get in every question, comment, or whatever you may have on this Sunday, July the 21st, 2019. We find that in the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim, I said the true and living Elohim. Look what he had to say in the 7th chapter, starting at the first verse. When Yahweh thy Elohim shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, 7 nations greater and mightier than thou. And when Yahweh thy Elohim shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shall thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his son, nor give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. So Yah made it crystal clear that we were not to go into these nations and try to make marriages with them. He said, for they will turn. He didn't say they might. He said, for they will turn away thy son from following me. It's very important that we understand that every word of Elohim is truly pure. Every word. You notice he didn't give no room for doubt. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against thee and destroy thee suddenly. And I can't blame Yah for being mad and jealous, because he said that's his name, jealous. That's one of his names. But thus shall you deal with them. This is the way you to deal with them. He said, you shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh, thy Elohim, has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. You know, I love this chapter. This chapter highlights just how the Creator feels about us, despite being called a nigger, despite what the nations have to say about us, despite our image amongst the world, despite us being a dead nation, holy, but not completely. Meaning, as a nation, we're looked at as the living dead. But Yah has revived various and a few of us to know who we are, to know who he is, even though right now we're in his quiver. He hasn't truly put us out there yet. They've heard about us, that we the people, but that he truly hadn't put us out there all the way yet. But guess what? Y'all got a time for everything. But guess what? He still regards those that fear him and keep his commandments. Because that's what makes us special. We're nothing, and we're never going to be above until we follow these laws. Now, you can't burn nothing today. This is not our land. This is when he was giving us. Let's understand. He was giving us the land that he gave to our fathers, and we had to keep these laws here in the land. But never does it negate what Yah has commanded us at all times. And what is that out of these verses that we just read? No, we can't burn graven images in America. What you do with them is you just don't do over with them. And if you have any, throw them away. You know, if you got a little JC on your neck or on your mantle at your house, if you on your shelf, if you got a little black one or a white one, do away with it. Throw it away. Also, if you been looking at some other nation, a nation who don't serve Yah. And I don't know of any nations that serve Yah except the few that is of Israel. He warned us and commanded us that we were never to give our sons and daughters unto them, nor yourself. He said, because they will, fourth verse, will turn your son from following me, and daughter too. Now that's why they have all these commercials simulating and imitating how you would look if you were to defy this law and get you a white woman or a white man or a Chinese or a Japanese or a Korean or an Arab. Or even some of the black nations as well. Because you're not a native African. You are a native Israelite. Let me say that one more time. You're not a native African. You're a native Israelite. Matter of fact, you won't even see the word Africa throughout the Holy Scriptures. These are continents that men name. Yah speaks of nations. He said in the 7th verse, Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of slavery, bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahweh the Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful Elohim, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hated him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh thy Elohim will keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of your land and that corn and wine and your oil and increase of kine and the flocks of your sheep and the land which he sware unto thy father to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Brother, sister, it's incumbent upon us to see how much the Creator loves us. He loves us, and his love is in the law. Let me say it again. His love for us is in the law. It's in the commandments. Brothers and sisters, listen to this. You notice the Creator said something. He said in the 12th and 13th verse and the 14th verse, he said, wherefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh the Elohim shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto your fathers. And he will love us and bless thee and multiply thee and will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, that corn, wine. See, we can't, right now, we can't get this because we're not in our land. We broke the covenant. And he told us, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Now we're cursed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon thee, them that hate. And you know, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. You know, every word of Elohim is pure, and we're reading it right now. In other words, one of the major things we deal with is sicknesses. All kinds of sicknesses. And then you notice he said in the 14th verse, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. So it ain't just a female that can be barren. You know, a female may be a barren woman. But y'all said a male can be a barren. He can be barren. Y'all. And you will wonder why a lot of men aren't able to perform You will wonder why they feed and be glad to give us certain things that we're eating. A lot of it is that we're not planting our gardens. We're not paying attention to the things that we're eating. That's why it's important to understand just what thus said Yahweh. For instance, I'm going to show you his love. This is part of his love. It's mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. Let's go down. Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. This is what the Creator says. In the first verse, we'll start at the first verse. It's very important. That's why he give us a dietary law. He said, you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. You should not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim, and Yahweh has chosen thee to be a peculiar treasure unto himself above all the nations that are upon the face of the earth. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. Hallelujah. And there's so many. But that's why I tell you, don't eat the abomination. And then he gave us special instruction of how we're to not consume blood. Then he gave us laws that lets us know we couldn't eat nothing that died of itself. Because brothers and sisters, when you do the study and the research, and you eat these things that's an abomination, and we don't follow the instructions of the Creator, it affects your system. It affects your organs, your bloodstream. It affects everything in your body. You notice in the 21st verse, same chapter, after all the things he told us don't eat, he said in the 21st verse, you shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Let me say it again. He said, you shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. What could that be? That means if the chicken and the turkey and the deer, if it died of itself, whatever you're eating, that's a clean of the clean beast. He said, don't eat nothing that died of itself. That means if it killed over and died on its own, nothing, nobody hit it or anything, but it just died. Maybe it had consumed some poison. You wouldn't know unless you were to analyze and do an autopsy on the animal. So our best bet is we're going to grow our own animals, feed our own animals, that means you got to have a farm. Or at least the ones that you purchase, at least know what it been fed. At least know how it died. That's number one. That's the law. Don't eat nothing that died of itself. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that's why it's so important to follow the instructions of the true and living Elohim, because this stuff affects every organ in your body. When you consume something in your body that the Creator told us not to consume, furthermore, so important of the words that the Creator is telling us, let's go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Let's go to Isaiah 43. Isaiah And by the way, we're going to be opening the phone lines up. And if you'd like to give a comment or if you have a question, give us a call. 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We're going to open the lines up so that everybody can call in. We're going to open them up at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's about 15 minutes. 4:15, we're going to open the lines up. If you just want to say hallelujah, if you just want to say praise y'all for the Sabbath, if you just want to say praise y'all for whatever, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you know of a preacher that would like to debate, give me a call. 404-579-7908. 404-579-7908. Maybe he can get me straight concerning JC. Give me a call. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Look at the love that the Creator given us. Look at the love that he shows us in his word, how much he cares about us. He said in the first verse, but now doth said Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Hallelujah. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopian Seba for you. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep thy back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yeah, I have made him. Hallelujah. Now, if this ain't some of the most beautiful, loving words I've ever heard in my life towards a people, toward anybody, then truly, something must be wrong with me. Because these are the most beautiful, loving words. Some of the most beautiful and loving words in the Holy Scriptures. Right here in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 1st to the 7th verse. What is he telling them? First of all, he introduces himself. He said, thus said Yahweh, that created you. In other words, this is the Creator talking. O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, don't fear, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. You're mine, said Yahweh. Remember, when our people passed through the waters, it didn't overflow them. Remember, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah went through the fiery furnace, it says it did not burn them, nor even did their clothes smell like smoke. Because Yah said, for I am Yahweh, thy God, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He said, I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopian Seba for you, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have reserved thee. Hallelujah. He loves us, y'all. Therefore, he said, I will give men for thee and people for your life, and he has done it. He killed the Egyptians. He destroyed nations before us when we went and kept his laws. The nations he commanded our fathers to destroy, those that he destroyed, he told us to destroy. Y'all blessed us. But we didn't even destroy the nations that possess our land. We didn't. So we wind up serving their gods as we're doing to this very day. We're paying the price. Let me show you what I mean. Go to Psalms, the 106th chapter. You read about us. It says in the book of Psalms, the 106th chapter, look at y'all. Look at how we were and how we are today. It says, starting in the 12th verse, then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forget his words. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted Elohim in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of Yahweh. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram, and a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned of the wicked. They were wicked. And you check the records of our people. Check the records of what Yah did to them. And check the records of what they said when Yah killed them. I want you to see what they said. Dathan, Abiram, Korah, and On. In other words, what did they do? They went up against Yah's servant, Moses, and his brother, Aaron. It was uncalled for, but they were greedy. They wanted it their way. They spoke against Moses. It wasn't like they were serving other God. They just spoke against Moses and Aaron. And y'all didn't like it. Because you don't mess with somebody y'all love. You don't do that. And so y'all killed them. He killed them. He didn't murder them. That's a sin. And y'all don't sin. You don't lie. So he killed them. Justifiably so. And this is what the people is recording in Holy Scriptures and saying after he killed them. It says, the 38th verse, Numbers 16 chapter. Numbers, the 16th chapter, the 38th verse. In the 30s, it says, the censers of these sinners against their own souls. He already let you know how he feel about it. He called them sinners. Let them make them broad plates for covering of the altar, for they offered them before Yahweh. Therefore, they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. In other words, when you look at them things, you're going to know you sure better be careful about what you do when it comes to his servants. He said, and that was on. The priests took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burned had offered, and they were made broad plates for covering of the altar to be a memorial unto the children of Israel that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before Yahweh, that he be not as Korah and as his company. And Yahweh said to him by the hand of Moses. In other words, this is the lesson out of it all. If you get out of place like they were trying to do, take Aaron and Moses' place, God already chose who was going to burn incense for him. And if you try to go against what Yah has set forth, he's going to get you. In other words, everyone that only, except for if they only serve Yah, the one who truly loves us beyond anyone else, a faithful love to us, if they serve any other God, Yah going to get you. Because he had set forth his purpose was for us to only worship him and keep his commandments and no one else's. It says, but on the morrow, 41st verse, all the congregation, do you hear what he said? But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of Yahweh. Isn't that something? They blame Moses and Aaron. You have killed the people of Yahweh. It was your fault. So in other words, when you go back to Psalms 106, this is why I had to show it to you. Very important. Very important. This is why the true and living Elohim wanted you to understand in the 17th verse, or excuse me, the 16th verse, that they envied Moses also in the camp. And Aaron the saint of Yah, the earth opened and swallowed them up, Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their camp, in their company. The flame burned up the wicked, because he let you know that's what they were, wicked. They made a calf and Horeb and worshiped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot Elohim, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them, and not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yeah, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. Now, I want y'all to hear that again. Because some of our people don't understand why the Creator do us and did us like he did and do us like he do. Well, he's telling you what was in their heart. This is a big verse. Yeah. They despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. They hated the land. They didn't even want to go. That's why. Do you understand? And many of our people are not want to go. They're not going to want to go here. They're not going to want to leave. It's very important to understand Yah's giving us how our people felt. But murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of Yahweh. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness. to overthrow their seed also among the nations and to scatter them in the land. They joined themselves also unto Baal-peor and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Is that what you're doing? Brothers and sisters, are you eating the sacrifices of the dead? Do you understand what EASTER is about? You are coloring eggs and hiding eggs and having an egg hunt on these times because he died, they say, JC, and then rolled on Sunday morning. Something wrong with you for going for this foolishness. He said, this is the way our people were. He said they ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague break in upon them. Then stood a finger and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also in the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. Now here's the major reason why I'm bringing you this. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom Yahweh had commanded, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which was a trap, a snare unto them. Yeah, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. In other words, they're doing what you Christians do. That's what they're doing. I might as well say the Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters, unfortunately, that believe in the New Testament and Christ, are you sure? This is what you believe in. This is what you're doing. Do you realize? Since we've been here and got mingled among the heathen, you've learned their works. You're still reading out of their Bible, their books, from Matthew's to Revelations. He said, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. In other words, you may not be killing your children, but you leading them in the path of hell to make sure they die for idolatry. That's what you're doing. And that's like the Canaanites. They believed in human sacrifices, as you can see. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. This kind of stuff, for the one who loves us the most, and that's Yahweh, this kind of stuff never entered his mind. Christianity never entered his mind. I hope everybody understands. Never entered his mind. Now, I got to show you that. Go to the book of Jeremiah. Very important. We're supposed to be walking in his way, keeping his commandments. Jeremiah, the 19th chapter. You need to see this. Look what it says in Jeremiah, the 19th chapter. It says in the first verse, thus said Yahweh, go and get a potter's earthen bottle and take of the ancients of the people and the ancients of the priests and go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. And say, hear ye the word of Yahweh, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel. Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth it, his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents, killing their own children. They have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings unto him, which I commanded not, nor spoke it, neither came it into my mind. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we've opened our phone lines up. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We want to hear from you. We have also today, we're going to have special announcements. Matter of fact, starting right now, our end of the year conference is planned. I'll say that. It's been planned. Now, and y'all don't come back and get us. We plan to, if it be his holy will, to have the end of the year conference during October the 18th through the 20th. If some of you all want to come a day prior, you can. Same price, $89. $25 registration fee for all adults. Only $10 for all children that are 13 on up, $10. If they're 12 and under, free. Registration fee, $25 per adult. Very important. Very important. $89. It's going to be, as I said, October 18th through the 20th. At the Wingate by Wyndham. Wingate Hotel by Wyndham at Blue Ash. Wingate by Wyndham at Blue Ash. The phone number to make your reservations, 513-733-1142. 513-733-1142. We would love to meet you. We can't wait to see some of our beautiful brothers and sisters that have always been with us. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, we're going to have a wonderful time. Either way it goes, we want you to be there. That's the end of the year conference, October 18th. Let me repeat that. October 18th to the 20th. If you come a day early, praise Yah, because we're going to be there a day early. So we'll be there and ready for the next day, the sixth day, for our discussion. And so enough for the seventh day to praise Yahweh. October 18th to the 20th at the Wingate by Wyndham at Blue Ash. Area code 513-733-1142. That's how you make your reservations. Only $89. That's a steal. And you get a nice queen, queen doubles, king singles. It's up to you. make your reservation. You can start calling now. Registration fee, only $25. $25 per adult. $10 for 13, children 13 and upward. 12 and under in age, you get in free. Hallelujah. Our phone lines are open. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We're live, by the way. This is truly the true word. This is truly Sunday, July 21st, 2019. We're live. We would love to hear from you. Praise the mighty Yah. If you enjoyed yesterday's Sabbath, praise Yah. Give us a call. We want you to feel free, as a matter of fact. And all you got to do, 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Remember, I called today's date out, July 21st. I know sometimes we may run a pre-run broadcast, but not today. No, I want to be live with my people. And I thank you all for listening in. We all, courtesy of the House of Israel of Atlanta, we thank everyone for giving us a call. We love you. Again, 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air because we want to hear from you. And right now we're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to go straight to area code 803. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. It sounds like my beloved brother Amram.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First and foremost, I just want to give praise, honor, and glory to the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and, you know, say what a beautiful broadcast this is. And, you know, nothing like the word of Yah, you know what I'm saying, coming forth from a true man that he are not, you know, anointed to be, you know, given this word because, you know, we need it. And we know, you know what I mean, it's hard to find Yah's word, especially when you don't have a righteous teacher. So I praise Yahweh, you know what I mean, for allowing us to be able to be among, you know, righteous brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank Yahweh today for allowing us to be able to make it. It get hard, you know, every day, you know what I mean, in Babylon. But we just praying that Yahweh continue to be with us all. And I thank the mighty Yahweh for you and your family, your queen, and also all the elders. I just want to praise Yahweh for yesterday's Shabbat day. You know, the teaching was well. The judgment that you spoke on can't do nothing but just give Yah the praise and honor and glory because, you know, when that day comes, we don't have no excuse. You know, we don't have no reason to say we didn't get this teaching. Because Yahweh has placed it here for us to learn, and we just needed to wake up our people. And I praise Yahweh for everything that you said yesterday, because, you know, without that teaching of the Most High and explaining how his judgment going to be, we're not going to know nothing. And all we're going to be doing is looking crazy and trying to make excuses. But I praise Yahweh today, and I thank Yahweh and asking Yahweh to continue to bless me and my family also. And I just want to praise Yahweh for just putting his hand on his handmaids, Elder Naomi, and also Sister Yasha, and, you know, and her family and stuff like that, because I know, you know, it's hard when your children going through stuff. And I praise Yahweh just for allowing us all to be safe,
right.
You know what I mean? And I thank Yahweh for the House of Israel of Atlanta and all the good brothers and sisters out there, you know what I mean, that attend the House of Israel of Atlanta, because we all you know, our brothers and sisters keeper, and we must help each other. And I thank y'all for y'all help. I praise Yahweh for everything that y'all do.
Praise y'all.
You know, and I thank Yahweh, you know, and asking him to just continue to bless us all, y'all. I mean, Moray, and then continue to help you, you know what I mean, to continue to keep this word going, because these are the last days, and we ain't got nothing else but to get it right. And this is the last, this is that time. So this is that time. So praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh for the words that you said, beloved brother. Praise the mighty Yahweh, and me and you going to get together this evening or tomorrow, make no difference, on the phone, and I'll tell you about the goodness of yesterday after Sabbath and everything, because everybody just, they love you and rooting for you, and praying to Yah that he prosper you and bless you continuously as he already blessed you and your beautiful family. And I just wanted to say that, and then also just to let you know, brother, I love you. My wife, congregation, just want you to know that. And you and all of our beautiful brothers and sisters in South Carolina that serve Yah, and we love our brothers and sisters that don't serve Yah, and that's why Yah want us to get busy, as you said, because that's what we were teaching yesterday. It's truly, mm-hmm. Yah commands us to bring Jacob back to him. It's not a suggestion. It's not a recommendation. But it is a commandment of our assignment to get our people back on track. First, it starts with us. Then now, here it is, once we get it, it is incumbent upon us to bring this to our people. So we got to be busy continuously, and I praise y'all for the great job you're doing down there in South Carolina, you and your queen. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. You know, I praise Yahweh, you know what I mean, for everything you said. And, you know, like you said, I mean, we got to, you know, get together, you know, with our people, and, you know, and try to wake them up. But Yahweh gave us a stiff-necked, hard-headed, rebellious people. I mean, man, you can speak to our people, but, you know, the thing is, I mean, in order for you to get that conversation going, man, sometimes you can probably get two words out of it, and it's over. You know what I mean? Before you know it. So, you know how it's really. But we doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? And y'all put in our spirit to continue to wake our people up. So, you know, that's all we can do. But I praise y'all for those that do listen and, you know, and do try, you know, to help, you know, themselves, because that's what we have to do. We got to help ourselves, you know what I mean? Because if we don't help ourselves, then we're not going to make it. And Yahweh gonna judge us all individually. So, you know, I pray that our people still, you know what I'm saying, will just turn on that YouTube or anywhere where this word is being given. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about from just anybody, but I'm just talking about from somebody that speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because you can turn on every internet or wherever, you know what I'm saying, that the word, you know, that the word being spoke. But it might not be the whole truth. So we just want to praise Yahweh for you, Maury Malak class, Maury Aron's class, you know what I mean, that I know, you know what I mean, that speak the complete truth. So I just want to praise Yahweh for you all. Y'all stay strong. Also for Maury Yaakov as well, and Maury Caleb that's over there in California too, because, you know, starting this House of Israel, we need it. And I praise Yahweh for all of them,
sir.
You know what I'm saying, just bringing that word and that truth forth. And I just want to thank Yahweh for our brothers and sisters at the House of Israel of Atlanta, too, because our class is one of the, intelligent class we ever had. You know what I mean? We got some stuff going on there that nobody else be doing. I don't know how they do it at anybody else congregation, but I know the House of Israel of Atlanta, man, we be in that word, and we be studying, and we be trying to get, you know, more and more increased in Yah's word. So all the information and all the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom that Yah has blessed us with, I praise Yahweh for putting us in the place where he has placed us. And I can do is just say praise the mighty Yahweh for House of Israel of Atlanta, North Carolina, Yahweh Assembly, and also Cincinnati Congregation. I just want to praise Yahweh for all of them. So I just want to thank you, thank Yah. praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to hold up the line no more longer.
No, that's all right, beloved brother. You ain't holding up the line. I praise y'all for the beautiful words. And may Yahweh bless, keep you, and make his face shine upon you and your beautiful family. May you be healthy and protected and secured by him. May he send his angels to encamp round about you, and may you live forever. May you all live forever.
And praise.
May we be all part of that righteous remnant.
Yes, sir, and thank you. And I pray we all make it home to Israel, where we, where our homeland is. And also, I just want to give respect to my brother, Nick, for, you know, just putting me on this, you know, this journey, you know what I'm saying, and helping me and help me get established.
Praise
you, know what I mean? So, Nick, I just want to pray Yahweh for what you did, you know what I'm saying, how you inspired me to get involved in what I'm doing. So, you know, I just want to thank Yahweh for him. May y'all continue to bless him and his family. And, you know, all my brothers and sisters,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I praise y'all for y'all, too. But, I, you know, Mikhail is the one that kind of helped me got established. So I just want to thank you for, you know, allowing you to speak for me last night. And also, I praise the mighty Yahweh for all my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. We love Brother Mikhail, too. And may the Holy One of Israel continue to bless and keep you and your family, good brother. And I'm glad you called in for the broadcast. Praise Yah.
Yes, sir. No problem. Hallelujah. No problem. Y'all take care.
Shalom, shalom.
Yahweh bless and keep
y'all too.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that wonderful? We want to hear from you too in the time we got left, because we are ending our broadcast early. We used to go 5:30 and beyond, but we're not going to be able to do that no more. So you might want to get your word in, get your praise in, get your glory in for Yah. And I thank the mighty Yah that he allowed us this avenue to be able to talk to our people. And we appreciate our beautiful brother Amram and his family. And we appreciate Yah blessing us to all be together. And we're not even in Atlanta together. We nationwide, earthwide, strong. We have members of the House of Israel of Atlanta all over the world. And we praise Yah for that. So we thank the mighty Yahweh. And we encourage all of our brothers and sisters to come out to the sanctuary on the Sabbath day. Just surprise and shock the heck out of us. Come down on the weekend. Make them plans. Make them plans. And we praise Yah for it. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. We thank Yahweh for it. I'm going to give our address out so that you just want to just drive up one Sabbath weekend. You come on down and worship your Elohim with your beautiful brothers and sisters that love you. The address of the House of Israel of Atlanta is 2945 Stone Hogan Connector Road. 2945 Stone, one word, Hogan, another word, Connector, another word, Road, Atlanta, Georgia. The zip is 30331. You can always call me at 445-797-9908. That is the address of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And we praise the mighty Yahweh. And that's Suite 111B, as in boy. Suite 111B. Praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. So, brothers and sisters, today we're speaking of that Yahweh loves Israel. And it's important that you know about our national worldwide conference, the end of the year conference. Be Yah's will. It's going to be in October this year, October the 18th through the 20th, at the Wingate by Wyndham. Wingate by Wyndham at Blue Ash. At Blue Ash. Area code 513 is for the reservations. And of course, we're only talking $89. Only $89. Can't beat that. $89 a night. $25 registration fee. One-time registration fee, $25 every adult, $10, 13 and up. Because you know when you're 13 and up, that appetite adds up. Then 12 on down, free. Your appetite ain't big enough yet. 12 and down, free. We love y'all. Want y'all to come out. We're going to have some dynamite subjects. We're going to be announcing our subjects in the very near future. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. And right now, our phone lines are open. All you have to do is call 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air, as I mentioned, before we end our broadcast, because we're going to be ending our broadcast early than we used to. By the way, speaking of the subject that we're on, which is Yahweh loves Israel, and he do. He truly does love Israel. Let me show you more love from Yah. Deuteronomy, 32nd chapter. Let's go there. Deuteronomy 32. Look, we'll see. Since we're talking about how much he loves us, look what he said. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 7th verse. This is what it says. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. That's why elders must be on it when it comes to the word of Yah. Because we're supposed to be able to ask our elders these things, or he would have never said it. Or ask our father. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. He had us in mind when he was dividing the nations their inheritance. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob, Yaakov, is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Brothers and sisters, that's what we mean to Yah. We like an apple of your eye. The most important part of the eye. He said, as an eagle stirs up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, bearing them on her wings, so Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. See, I don't know where we got it to believe in the heathen and everything he tells us. Because don't you know, brothers and sisters, we serve a jealous Elohim. He said, my glory will I not give to another, nor my praise to graven images, foreign gods, molten images. He said, there's no strange Elohim with him. There's no strange God with him. There's no threesome. There's no twosome. There's only a one. That's Yah. He said, he made him rise on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, milk of sheep, fat of lambs, and the rams of the breed of Bashan, and the goats with the fat of the kidneys of wheat. Thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Yeshurun, fat and kicked. Thou art gone, fat, thou art waxing thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And that's what most of you Christians and most of you Muslims, that's what you do. That's what you attach yourself to. That's what you do. You lightly esteem the Creator. In other words, A-L-L-A-H getting the glory. J-C getting the glory. Yahshua. Yahushua. Ashuma Hamahabushima. Whatever you call it. He getting all the glory. He getting all the thanks and praise. Talking about what he did, which is impossible because you die for your own sin. Lightly esteemed. That means you hardly have anything good to say about the mighty Yahweh. Well, you're going to pay. He said, they provoked him to jealousy with strange Elohim. Y'all got feelings, brothers and sisters. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not Elohim. To deities, gods whom they knew not, to new gods that newly came up, whom your fathers feared not. Even your fathers didn't fear these. New, renewed, false gods. Christ of the New Testament is one of them. Yahshua, JC, Uncle Al, these are Johnny Come Lately gods. Johnny come lately. They had false gods before they had JC and ALLAH. They had plenty of them. Do the research. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. Because he made us. And when y'all saw it, he abhorred them. Because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. In other words, he didn't say, I'm going to hide my face from my son Christ. Because he only has one begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him will not perish. That's the biggest crop of spot of dot of doo-doo that I've ever heard. You notice it says, and when Jah saw it, he abhorred them. He hated us because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. Y'all don't have no just one son, and you're serving a God that's supposed to be the only begotten son, and that's a lie. I know I'm making some of y'all upset. But I don't even care. I don't really want to hurt your feelings, but I care to love y'all because he sure enough loved us. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom there is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me, the greatest, and that's Yah, to anger with their vanities. That means things that are vain, things that are not going to do you no good. And look what he said. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with the foolish nation. That's what he's doing right now. People who they admit themselves, they crawled out of a cave, walked on 2 feet. People that history shows that commingled with the Neanderthal man, a half man and a half beast. The records show that none of the black nations commingled, had intercourse with the Neanderthal man. But history showed about 12 years ago that the white man himself admitted that him and his people cohabitated with the Neanderthal man. Do the history, do the research on the history, do the discovery of what they themselves announced. They admitted that none of the black nations ever got with the Neanderthal man, but they did. That's why he said, I'm going to move them to jealousy. Since they don't care about my love for them, I'm going to move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. They're really not even a pure people. He said, I will provoke them to anger with the foolish nation. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Look how we done angered y'all. Look how much he loves us. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Let's go there. In the few minutes we got left, Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Look what the truth and living Elohim is saying about us. It's amazing. It says, he warned us. He warned us because he loves us. He said in the 16th verse, God said, Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. Don't listen to them. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. See, a true servant is only going to be speaking what thus said Yahweh. They're not going to be giving you no prophecy that can come out of the mouth of Yahweh. They're going to give you something that came out of their own heart, something they came up with. They say, "Steal unto them that despise me." Yahweh has said, "You shall have peace." They say, unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon thee. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly. Wow. Praise Yah. He said, in the latter days, we will consider this perfectly. It's so important. Let's go back to Isaiah 43. We didn't finish the part. We didn't finish. Again, we only have a few minutes left. We'd love to hear from you all. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. And we just praising the mighty Yahweh that you're listening in with us today. 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We'll put your question or comment on the air. In the meantime, Isaiah, look what the Creator said. Very important in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Look what the true and living Elohim said in the 5th verse. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yeah, I have made him. Now, you notice, right before the next chapter, the Creator made a statement. Now, I'm going to make a statement because I want everyone to know what the Creator is trying to tell us. You know, when you find out that your names, our names that we were given by the slave master, don't you know, part of our returning back to Yah and fulfilling his word and keeping his commandments that we're reading right now, the Creator is letting us know something that is very, 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 very important in the seventh verse. Now, here it is. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to see, do you pick up on it in the fifth verse? Isaiah 43, verse 5. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep my back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Listen to this. Even everyone that is called by my name. Let me say that again. He said, I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yeah, I have made him. Brothers and sisters, very important. Yah, all through this book, let you know who he called. In Isaiah, the 49th chapter, the first verse, it says, listen, O isles unto me, and hearken, you people from far. Yahweh has called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, and he made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me, and made me a pot of chaff in his quiver as he hid me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Hallelujah. Add it up. Go back to Isaiah 43. I'm showing you how much he loves us, brother and sister. When he gave us our names, he said, when I get ready to tell the south and the north to give up and bring my sons back from far, when I will gather those of my people from the east and the west, I'm going to gather everyone that is called by my name. Because that's how we glorify him. I have created him for my glory. Didn't we just read in Isaiah 49 what the Creator told us in the third verse? Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Because we glorify him when we take our names back. That's a glorification. That's the name he gave us. That's the name he blessed our ancestor, Yahakov, by the name of Israel. And I noticed after he said, well, the ones I'm bringing back everyone that is called by my name. I noticed the next chapter in the first verse, Isaiah 44, verse 1 says, yet now hear, O Yaakov, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus said Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. You notice he didn't even say Israel here. He said Jacob and Yeshurun. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Israel. Hallelujah. 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 They're going to surname themselves. Another going to call himself by the name of Yaakov, by Jacob. But it's Yaakov in Hebrew. And another to subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself. Surname is your last name, by the name of Israel. You notice, Yah said, even everyone that is called by my name. See? Wow. Wow, wow. All right, my brothers and sisters, we only have a few minutes left. We want to hear from you. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air because we want to hear from you in the time we have left. And in the time that we have left, we're going to continue for a minute or two to speak of the information for the conference. Again, it's going to be at the Wingate by Wyndham Hotel at Blue Ash. This is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay? Wingate by Wyndham at Blue Ash. 513, area code 733-1142. This is the number for reservations. This is the number that if you want, brothers and sisters, if you want to come to our gathering, our conference, we would love it. It's the end of the year conference, $89 a night, just $89. That's all. That's not much, is it? To be with your brothers, to number one, to worship Yah. At this gathering, that people from all over the world are going to be there. $25 registration fee for all adults. If you're 13 and above, it's $10. If you're 12 and below, it's zero. Can't beat that. We praise Yah for it. What can I say, brothers and sisters? But we want you to be there. In the meantime, we want you to know every Sunday we're live. Or may I say every Sunday We're on blogtalkradio.com every Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can call 319-527-6185. Every Shabbat, we're live from the Sanctuary of Elohim at the House of Israel of Atlanta, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Holy Convocation of Yahweh. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and Instagram. As well, we're on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram for the TUES Day broadcast, the third day of the week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're live from the Sanctuary of Elohim at the House of Israel of Atlanta. And let me give you a tip. Brothers and sisters, we have beautiful brothers and sisters and elders from the gray head to the suckling child. We would love for you to come out, because on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, we want you to know we love you. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Hallelujah.